The Texas A&M women's basketball team made the most of its first-ever appearance in a national championship game. Last night in Indianapolis, the Aggies won. They beat Notre Dame 76-70 in a thrilling back-and-forth contest. Another Indiana team going down to defeat. The game may have lacked star power, but it had plenty of action. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
On the road to last night, Texas A&M and Notre Dame had vanquished the superpowers, UConn, Tennessee, Stanford, and Baylor. And it left us all a bit adrift. Could we trust the Aggies and Fighting Irish to fill the superstar void? Could we survive without those we thought were the best? For anyone lucky enough to be in Conseco Fieldhouse last night, and you could have been there because there were 872 empty seats, there were plenty of bests. There was the Notre Dame fight song, the best ever, and yes, we'll be expecting your angry letters. And more to the point of the evening, there were the two best teams in women's college basketball playing a rip-snorter of a game, easily the best national championship game of the week. And I swore I wasn't going to bring up the boys of Butler and UConn. Sorry, guys. Anyway, early on, it was all Texas A&M, with the Aggies' vaunted and swarming defense, leaving the Irish looking like little lost leprechauns. But Notre Dame came back and took a two-point lead at the half. Irish fan Matt McGraw wasn't surprised at all.
Tough start, great ending. You know, it's a really good team. They stay loose. They don't lose focus. They're really good players. They're sharp kids. They're very well coached.
What do you expect from Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw's husband? But while Matt was laughing, Texas A&M coach Gary Blair wasn't. In the locker room, he was, in his words, using the whip a little, specifically ordering center Danielle Adams to stop shooting jump shots and to get her big body inside. The 6'1 Adams followed orders and went out and earned the tournament's Most Outstanding Player award.
I had a little voice in my head that said, don't let this team down, and they've been doing everything for me, so I decided to take them on my back and just let them ride on my back.
What a ride. Adams scored 22 points in the second half, 16 in the paint, as they say. She had 30 for the game. And guess what? The championship had a star after all. Not far behind was A&M guard Tyra White. She scored the winning layup against Stanford. Last night, near the end of a taut seesaw second half, she hit a huge three-point jumper with about a minute left as the shot clock expired.
That was the game, that play right there. Question back here.
Ultimately, it was a night of sighs and tears for Muffet McGraw and her players. For Aggies fans reveling in their first women's basketball championship, well, we had the Notre Dame band, so equal time requires me to present Margarita De La Garza Graham from Tyler, Texas. Less musical, but endlessly colorful, A&M's Gary Blair was crowned the winning coach and the official character of the Final Four.
We'll begin with an opening statement from Coach Blair, then we'll take questions for the student-athletes.
Howdy!
Throughout his stay in Indianapolis, Blair, charmed with his twang, challenged reporters to write about who was at the Final Four instead of who wasn't, and last night, again, he had the last word.
We gave you that national championship game. Without the so-called powers of the world, the two powers tonight were the two that earned it, and that's Notre Dame, and that's Texas A&M.
Tom Goldman, NPR News, Indianapolis.